الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر. صدق الله المولى العظيم. We should make a lot of shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's ni'mat are innumerable. One particular ni'mat is that Allah has blessed us with these very honorable days, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Allah ta'ala takes an oath upon them to show the value of these great days. According to ulama, the greatest days in the whole year are these 10 days of Zulhijjah. More greater than the days of Ramadan also. And the greatest nights in the whole year are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. They are the greatest nights in the whole year, and these 10 days are the greatest days in the whole year. So the value of these days are extremely, extremely great. And the greatest day in the week is the day of Jumu'ah, which we are in, the king of days. And the greatest day in the whole year is the day of Arafat, which for us will be the night on Sunday, Yawmul Ahad. That is the greatest day. The next day, Yawmul Nahar, the day of slaughtering, the day in Mina, is also a very, very great day. So where the ibadat of these days is multiplied tremendously. Inshallah, we will try and explain just now how great the reward of the ibadat of these days is. But at the same time, sinning during these days is also very terrible. The consequences are very, very dangerous also. So we should stay away from all types of sin. Ulama have written, the greatest ibadat is abstaining from sin. That is the greatest ibadat, to stay away from sin. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ittaqil maharim takun a'bad an-nas. Oh Abu Huraira, and it is for the whole ummah, stay away from haram, and you will be amongst those who make the most ibadat of Allah. You will get the greatest reward if you stay away from haram. And in staying away from haram, is staying away from making ibadat, the faraz, wajib, sunnat, mu'akkada. If a person doesn't make his faraz namaz, he's in haram. So staying away from all haram is the greatest ibadat. And this ibadat is such, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimullah, she put it in a very beautiful way. He say, no boss in the world can tell any worker of his that don't work and I will give you the most wages. More than those people who are working also, I will give you most wages if you don't work. And what is that work not to be done? Don't do anything wrong. Don't commit guna. That is what Allah is saying. Just don't commit guna. Even if you don't make nafil ibadat, we should make. But even if you don't make no nafil ibadat, your faraz, your wajib, your sunnah mu'akkada, and then you just stay away from all type of sin. That is, that person is the greatest in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. So sin, really also, just a little bit on this, our worst enemy is our sin. No country is our enemy, no nation is our enemy. Allah uses them when we sin. We displease Allah. Allah uses those people against us. We fight against them. We make bad dua for them. We talk bad about them. But Allah is using them against us because of our sin. Otherwise, if we are obedient to Allah, then Allah Ta'ala will not harm you in any. Nothing will harm you. Everything will go smoothly in your life. It is our sinning. There are other causes also, but primarily it is our sinning that causes us all our problems in life. And worse is we don't diagnose it correctly in all our circles. then we are speaking bad of this person, of that nation, and we're wasting time, and we're getting more deeper into the hole. The correct thing is that we make tawbah, we come out from sin. Allah who appointed them against us, Allah will remove them from us again. So anyway, sins are the worst. Ibadat of these days is very great. For example, the 10 days, referring to the 9 days, fasting during these 9 days, the reward is equal to 1 year's roza. Every day's roza is equal to 1 year's roza. So how much if we keep the 9 roza, we get the sawab of 9 years. Each night's ibadah is equal to the ibadah of Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min alfi shahr, better than 1,000 months, which means not equal to, better. And when Allah says better, only Allah knows how much more it is and how much more better. More better than 83 years and four months of continuous ibadah for each night's ibadah of these nights. And that ibadah is not so hard. We make the whole night, alhamdulillah, whom Allah gives tawfiq. Some get up at tahajjud time, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, alhamdulillah. But even if we just make our isha with jamaat, our fajr with jamaat, we will get the ibadah of the whole night. What can be more easier? And so during these days and these nights, let us make sure all our namazes are with jamaat. And what jamaat really means, with takbir-e-ula. We shouldn't be missing a rakat, etc. Make the namaz properly with takbir-e-ula. May Allah give us tawfiq. So the night's ibadah is equal to Laylatul Qadr. And then it is narrated in the hadith, a person who will read Alif Lam Mim Sajda, which is in the 21st Supara, and Tabarak Alladhi, which is the first surah of 29, during Maghrib and Isha, he gets the sawab of making ibadat in Laylatul Qadr. So it was Laylatul Qadr, and now double the Laylatul Qadr also. So there is great, great reward during these days. Allah give us tawfiq to exert ourselves, to engage in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, but again to remind myself and all, more greater than all the nafal ibadat, is the abstaining from sin, abstaining from haram. So that we should be very careful. These are days that the Sahaba asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regard to our great ibadah of this day, that is the Qurbani. Ma hadhihi al-adhahi ya Rasulullah? What is this Qurbani all about? What is its significance? What is it? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. It is the way, it is the sunnah of your grandfather, of your forefather, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. These days have got a lot to do with Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah Ta'ala. He was taught the Hajj also, going from Makkah Sharif to Mina, to Arafat, to Muzdalifah, back to Mina, Mecca, all that. Practically, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was taught the manasik, all the ahkamat, the rules and the method of making Hajj also. So anyway, these days have got a lot of relationship with Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So let us see a few insights in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which we should be also taking lesson from and inspiration from. The one was that Ibrahim alayhi salam was born in the house of his father Azar. Azar was a manufacturer of idols, and he was an ardent worshipper of the idols also. And he used to manufacture them, and he used to sell them also. And Ibrahim alayhi salam was born in such an environment, grew up in such an environment. The lesson we have to take here, many times we blame our environment, we blame our upbringing, we blame our parents, they did not do enough for us, they did not do this, or the environment was not right. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salam, born in such an environment, but not one inkling of shirk was in him. Not one bit did he even incline a little bit towards the idols, towards worshipping the idols. He stayed completely pure and clean. Another, this is for us as men to learn, that many times we blame the wife. The wife doesn't support me. The wife doesn't make Allah's ibadah. She doesn't want to wear parda. She doesn't want to make namaz. We blame her. Therefore, I'm weak. And on the other hand, we find the wife of Fir'aun, Asiya. She was in the house of Fir'aun, who said, Ana Rabbukum al-Ala. I'm your big Lord. I'm your Allah, your big Allah. I'm your Allah. And all types of zulm he used to make. But how she, not one bit, she is inclined towards his wrong religion and his wrong method. So, though being the wife, she didn't say, I can't do anything because of my husband. That my husband doesn't allow me to make namaz. My husband takes me to wrong places. My husband wants me to dress wrong. My husband wants me to do all wrong things. She didn't blame her husband. She remained firm. These are great lessons for us to learn. And not only in our deeni, all of us must be knowing many instances and cases in dunya's matters also. People who were born, who were refugees, people who were down and out, no proper upbringing, no shoes on the feet when they were small, no clothes to wear, but they made it high in the world. They became extremely wealthy and rich also. So they didn't blame the environment and the circumstances. They worked, Allah Ta'ala blessed them. So more in deen, let us not blame the environment. Let us not blame circumstances. We all look for a scapegoat. And one easy scapegoat is environment, that I didn't have a fair chance in my life. No. See how many children, what background. They become jayyid hafiz, they become ulama. But if you will see the beginning, what was it? So Allah give us tawfiq to learn this great lesson. We find Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his father chased him out of the house. He preferred leaving the house also. Now what chance does a person have who has left home? No parental support, no nothing. But what a great mark, where Ibrahim alayhi salam leads to. Finally, when he breaks all the idols also, and the people decide now that he must be thrown into the fire, that will be his punishment. And what a fire also, a fire that even birds, it is narrated, couldn't fly over. They would be roasted alive. And when they took off his clothes also, but he trust in Allah. Allah is there for me. Allah will look after me. And when they catapulted him into the fire, and not before time. Ulama say that if the fire was made a garden before time, Namrud, the king, should be the first to go into that garden. What a beautiful garden of Jannat Allah had prepared. But when he got into the fire, Jibreel alayhi salam came, with the permission of Allah, I'm here to help you. Allah has given me permission. He says, Imma ilayk falah. I don't need your help. Allah knows my condition. So just yaqeen on the zaat of Allah. That we don't, Allah give me tawfiq to talk. To talk is easy. But when the crunch comes, at that time to remain firm on the command of Allah. And not waver one bit. But see what Allah gave him. Allah made the garden. The fire. Allah made it a garden. Which is famous in the world. Not only we Muslims know about it. All the people in the world know about it. How Allah Ta'ala made his fire into a garden. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam commanded to bring his wife in the barren lands of Makkah Sharif. With the little son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Allah's command, leave them and go away. Go on your mission of tabligh, go away. And the wife also could not understand that where is Ibrahim? We're leaving us in the desert, not the Makkah Sharif of today. No Kaaba there, no Zamzam there, no building, not even a shoot of a grass, wild grass growing. Nothing that can sustain a person. But Allah's command, and immediately he starts walking, fulfilling the command of Allah. His wife asked him, "Ila ayna ya sayyidi? Where are you going? Leaving us here with nothing whatsoever." Allah's command, he doesn't even turn around to pacify her, not to tell her anything. He's carrying on. Then she was a woman of iman also. She understood it must be Allah's command. He said, "Yes, as he's carrying on, it's Allah's command." إِذَا لَا يُبَيِّعُنَا. In that case, Allah will never destroy us. We will live. And how they live, Allah made Zamzam. The story all of us know. And till today, Zamzam is going throughout the world. Historians say between Ibrahim a.s. and Nabi a.s. stand about 6,000 years. Another about 1.5, about 7,500, that water of Zamzam is not only in Makkah Sharif, it's going to Medina, it's going in the whole world. Today, not only Hajj time, any time we are, so when we have the trust in Allah, what barakat Allah Ta'ala puts. And it carries on all the time also. And Hajra alayhi salam, Allah loved her sacrifice, that nobody's Hajj will be complete until he makes Safa Marwa also. And copying the amal of Hazrat Hajra alayhi salatu wassalam. So these are great, great lessons that we have to learn. Then, coming now to the Qurbani itself. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam is commanded by Allah, slaughter your son. He knew I have to slaughter my son. Ya bunayya, inni ara fil manam, anni azbahuka. I see that Allah is commanded to have a slaughter. Fanzur maza tara. What do you say? He wasn't delaying the action. Finding out the status of the iman of his son. You see, ya abati falma tu umar. No problem. Do what you have been. What a father, what a son, what a mother. We learn from we also have to build our iman all the time. Our yaqeen and trust of Allah. We need time for our deen and learn our deen in knowledge also, and we learn iman and yaqeen also and trust on Allah. Anyway, Ibrahim a.s. knows his Allah's command and is going to slaughter his son. Allahu Akbar. Ulama write, and this is an important point, that if we can take cognizance of it for this day of Eid. Normally our Eid is now, it's a day of eating, feasting, أَكْلِيُمْ وَشُرْبٍ وَبِعَالٍ, that it is a day family get together, having feast, we have bright lays, now all this, all the food and the goodies will be coming, but it is in one angle, let us look at it in this angle also. On that occasion it is narrated, Allah threw open the portals, the gates of the heavens, Allah threw them open. So the malaika, farishta could see what is going happening here. And the entire creation, Allah turned their attention that here Ibrahim a.s. is going to slaughter his son. That Allah has commanded him, he's fulfilling the command of Allah. And not a ram, not a sheep, his son he's going to slaughter. The malaika also know that he's going to be slaughtering his son. Ibrahim a.s. knows, I'm going to be slaughtering my son. Ismail a.s. knows, I'm going to be slaughtered. And all are watch, just imagine, think of the scene in our mind. And know, take out that a ram is coming in its place. Because at that time it was, you have to slaughter your son. Their hearts, the torrents of tears flowed. What is happening? The father is going to slaughter his beloved son. That is actually what this Qurbani is. In that sense also, look at this Qurbani. It is a solemn occasion that where a father is going to slaughter, and which father? Ibrahim alayhi salam. Which son? Ismail alayhi salam. When the father is old and he needs support. When the son is just at the age now he can help his father, take over the reins and do everything perfectly for his father. At that time, Allah's command. And here we learn, fulfilling Allah's command. For us, what is Allah's command? Fajr time, don't be lazy. Get up, come for namaz. All your namazes, our command, that speak the truth. Don't backbite. Don't engage in other things. Our small, but we fail. All the time we falter. Our masjids are empty. We're not here today, alhamdulillah. Jummah we are here. ascertain, come and see the masjid, and then see where the command of Allah is. Allah give us tawfiq. So these are those great lessons that we have to take, and that we bring this qurbani, and this Allah doesn't want the meat. He's not, what must Allah do with meat? Allah does not want the blood. Allah wants the spirit, the taqwa that Allah Ta'ala wants from us. So it's not a matter today, it's a big issue with us, I'm paying so much for my qurbani, I'm paying so much for my qurbani, just for inspiration. One friend phoned me and told me he's making for 25 Nabi's qurbani, not the chief qurbani, for each one. And he's making for all the Azwaji Mutahharat, 11 qurbanis. All together about 50, 60 nafil qurbanis, actually proper qurbanis. Not the chief like what we say in the other nearby countries or something. So there are people like this. So we complain of the few rands here and a few rands. When qurbani is not those rands also. Qurbani is really that spirit that as a father, as I'm slaughtering my son actually. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the sunnah of your father, grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam, had Allah made it and destined it that he slaughtered his son, that should be our command for us. We should have to actually be slaughtering our son today. But Allah in his mercy and his kindness substituted it for a ram, and that also at the very last moment Allah sent the ram down. So anyway, so Allah make that the spirit comes into us, the correct spirit of this qurbani, and the thing is the gunas again that we have to save ourselves from. Today, what is the qurbani? Videoing the whole thing, taking photos. The biggest day of qurbani, we will make the biggest gunas. It comes in the hadith, inna ashadda an-nasi 'adhaban yawm al-qiyamah. The people will get the worst punishment on the day of qiyamah, those people who make pictures and take photos. And we are videoing the whole thing. And with the whole spirit is gone out, I'm holding up the lamp or one leg and I'm being videoed, or I'm in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, by Rosa, right by Kaaba Sharif, I take a selfie, or somebody is taking a photo. The greatest ibadat, where shaitan got us, properly where he wants us. On this great day that we have to make this great ibadat, he pushed us into this year. Or the intermingling of sexes on this day. No care, no parda. That we're all, it's a jolly day, and we're all joking and laughing, and we all, the whole family, no care of this great, great command of separation, which is in Islam, which is a basic ideology and teaching and principle of Islam. On this occasion, when we come to the biggest ibadat, we commit the biggest sins also. Allah guide me, Allah forgive me, and we all are guilty of it. I myself am guilty. It's not that I'm a holy than thou, and we all have to try, help one another, not criticize one another. We try and please the one Allah. And then see, we are complaining, Muslims are suffering, what's happening here, India, Kashmir, what's happening this place, that place. We are bringing it on ourselves. And this is the occasion to try and come out of it, try, make an effort. Try, go in this direction. Don't just always be backseat critics, etc. And just pass in comments. Let us see what we can do to bring it. If we can't do it one time, but we have it in our mind, and those who want to do it, support them. Don't break them down. Give them the support, and the day Allah makes it possible for us, we also observe all the commands of Allah. May Allah make it easy, except from all of us. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ